Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Voice of the Fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The Wolves host Cleveland Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NBA, the Bulls play in Orlando tonight. Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo are game time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed shoot around with an illness, but the team is hopeful he can still play. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA, Detroit plays at Indiana. The Bulls are currently tied with the Pistons and trail the Pacers by a game. And in a late one tonight, Boston travels to Golden State. NFL free agency officially begins tomorrow at 3 p.m., but lots happening today. Brian Hoyer, former Bears quarterback, will go to San Francisco on a two-year deal. Brandon Marshall signs a two-year deal with the Giants. Arizona and linebacker Chandler Jones have agreed to a five-year extension. Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner will sign with Detroit, and Tyrod Taylor is staying in Buffalo on a restructured deal. Vince Young's return to the NFL has landed him in the CFL with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Spring training, Cubs off today before taking on Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery will start. White Sox and the Brewers are tied right now, 1-1 in the third. Carson Fulmer, three innings pitch, two hits allowed, two strikeouts, a solo home run given up. Avi Garcia, a solo shot in the second for the White Sox. Todd Frazier is in the lineup for the first time this spring after dealing with that oblique injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Anaheim tomorrow night. Johnny Oduya and Nicholas Jarmelson will both play. Corey Crawford starts in net. And college hoops, DePaul plays Xavier this evening in the Big East tournament. Coverage on the Score starts at 8:15. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
My new favorite Ryan Pace quote ever.
Free agency is dangerous. You know, I feel like, you know, you're stepping through kind of like landmines, and you got to be careful you don't step on the wrong one.
You're talking about the minefield metaphor isn't step on the wrong one. There is no right one.
Nah, it's not so bad. It's good, honest living. Go home at the end of the day feeling like you did something good.
It's Landmine Factory.
What are you, vegetarian?
Oh, thank God you stepped on that landmine. It only blew your leg off.
Maybe Mike Glennon is the right landmine, though. Maybe he's the dud that you feel better about stepping on.
It's classic Bears quote, and that he might be way more right than he knows, because he's already confirmed they're going to blow off a limb.
Right. Ryan, can you give an example of a lesson you learned from a mistake?
I've never made a mistake.
Something's going to happen. Well,
we're
going to
Purnell ourselves.
Yeah, we didn't step on the one that blew our head off. We only lost a couple of toes. You step the little landmine. It's so Jerry Angelo of him.
There are a myriad of reasons. Does that mean we're going to have to make household changes?
Why can't we find a general manager that can get through one of these things properly without giving us something like this? Phil Emery and his roller coasters and his dirt on the car.
Been a heck of a roller coaster ride this year. I said from the beginning there would be dust on that highway.
They can't help themselves.
They're all the same guy, Dan.
Free agency's dangerous. You know, I feel like, you know, you're stepping through kind of like landmines. got to be careful you don't step on the...
Ah, it must be an old French mine. It's a remnant from colonial Indochina. This jungle must be full of them.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, in truth, they got to keep giving us cookies like that. And without the damn raisins in them.
Without them damn raisins in them, Mom.
You found your guy, didn't you?
No, well, so people are telling me it's Roy Foster now. And I threw Roy Foster 49ers raisins cookies into the Googles. I did my Googles. I went to video, and there's nothing there. Did NFL Films feel that this was too controversial a stand?
No raisins in oatmeal
no raisins in the oatmeal raisin cookies? Although, I have to say this. Mariano's is boxing and selling crack in the form of their white chocolate macadamia nut cookies for $4.50 a box right across from the deli. Like, this is a problem.
We're going to have to send supervision with you to Mariano's. Like, you're going to need a special escort, it's like a security detail with you at Mariano's.
It's the perfect place. Yeah. It truly is.
There used to
sell
be
some flowers.
There used to be an oatmeal granola. Cookie. What was there was a it was sort of a, it wasn't a soft cookie years ago, and it was not oatmeal raisin, and it was a circular cookie with a hole in the middle that had a white glaze on it.
I know that.
And maybe it might have been like a Maurice Linnell even. It's like some local thing. The cookies that I remember fondly weren't like expensive gourmet cookies.
The cookies that you remember fondling?
Fondly.
Oh, okay. Like, what are you doing with your cookie that I don't know about?
Well, that's right. There's the hole in the middle.
Mom!
It's stuck again!
Can bring the mail!
Again? Let me make you some eggs, sir.
That's why she makes it, because she knows that you're going to find yourself into a bag of cookies again.
No, but the
little Danny's chafing himself with the Oreos again.
That disc of the oatmeal... A hard oatmeal cookie with a white glaze.
So you're not talking like a butter cookie where you can put it on your finger.
No, it was a specific, it was about the size of a...
Not an oatmeal pie, right?
No. It was just a classic oatmeal cookie. The other ones I liked were the Christmas cookies. Just the simple, like, Jewel brand. They called them, like, Holiday Delights or something. And it was
like green and red sprinkles on them. Yeah, I got you.
Those are good, too.
Just regular days. The times where things were simple and nice and sweet and, you didn't have to go all crazy and read the back of boxes all the time and try to figure out your
where every cookie now is the content. Size of a Frisbee.
Real deal. Yeah. These kids these days
are
getting...
You can't just pick up a cookie.
These kids these days are getting worked out of their sweets and their... have you seen how small a Snickers bar actually is these days?
Well, yeah, they've been shaving off.
Well, they got the 15-pound one that you can actually cut the loaves. Yeah, but you go through that. It's the impulse buy, right there at the cash register, and you're sitting there like, wow, these kids are getting taken to the work. There's situations where you get the 2-for-1, and now you got the white chocolate Reese's, and it's a lot going on in that impulse section. Or you can just get a 5-hour energy or People's Magazine or whatever. Did you see the People's Magazine story about Tom Brady?
People Magazine.
I'm sorry. The People Magazine story about
People's Magazine
about Tom. Right. The folk magazine brought to you by Tavis Smiley. No, you can eat like Tom Brady for $78 a week.
His diet looks awful.
Yeah, hideous. You can get his meal plan for $78 a week.
I'd rather have Jacoby Brissett's. Because I guarantee you it's a little different than the Jimmy Garoppolo one.
It's a little different,
It's a spicy meatball. I mean, something has got to be... That Tom Brady diet looks horrible.
Yeah, because he doesn't eat anything.
It's disgusting. It's like a bag of lettuce.
He's pliable.
I don't care what he is. His diet blows. You seriously think that it has anything to do with what he's eating or not eating or what she's feeding him or not feeding him? Come on.
No.
He's not good because he eats rabbit food.
Yeah, he cut tomatoes out of his diet last year. He's never had a sip of coffee. I know how you feel about that.
Come on.
It excludes an entire group of vegetables. This is from the Business Insider. This isn't People Magazine. Tom Brady says he wants to play football until his 40s. That certainly seems possible. With Brady and the Patriots playing some of their best ball in the past decade.
Quit playing so you can have a decent meal.
He owes his longevity.
Who cares about the coffee, by the way? Most of his games are like at 7 o'clock at night.
This is true. This is true. It owes his longevity to his intense preparation, particularly his diet. Secrets of Brady's diet have been divulged before. He eats a ton of healthy food, but he doesn't drink, and avocado ice cream is a treat for him. The extent of Brady's diet was revealed in a profile of Brady and Gisele Bündchen's personal chef, Alan Campbell, from the Boston Globe's Hillary Sargent. And it's shocking how strict it is. 80% of what they eat is vegetables.
Doesn't she smoke a pack a day?
I don't know.
I thought...
Well, don't most bottles smoke, though?
Yes.
Like a suppressant? So you don't have to eat anything? The freshest vegetables, if it's not organic, I don't use it. It doesn't include all vegetables, however. Brady's diet is so strict that the quarterback cuts out some of the everyday veggies people eat because they have a negative effect on his body. He doesn't... Wow. Tom doesn't eat nightshades because they are not anti-inflammatory. So no tomatoes, peppers, mushrooms, or eggplants. Tomatoes trickle in every now and then, but just maybe once a month. I'm very cautious about tomatoes. They cause inflammation.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tomatoes.
I'm sorry. There's got to be video after all this of him in the, you know, somebody sneaks him into the back of a Popeyes and gives him like a 15 piece.
Just going through.
Oh, come on. This is garbage. This is like the old Mel Brooks bit with the 2000.
So you don't believe this?
No, not for a second. With the 2000 year old man. Like, how have you lived so long? It's my diet. What do you think? He says, what do you eat? Cool mountain water. Just cool. Just like, that's it? That's all? Yes, just cool mountain water. That and a stuffed cabbage.
There it is. It's like, right.
Like a stuffed cabbage, is that allowable? Who cares if it's allowable? I love it. Are they going to live in cool mountain water? What, are you crazy?
Tomatoes maybe once a month. Yeah. No peppers, no mushrooms or eggplants ever. Doesn't end there. Campbell also said
he's getting a pound of pepperoni.
No, he really is.
He is behind you in line.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
He also got a recipe from Tannehill that he's not going to use.
There is not a chance.
You don't believe it?
Not for a second do I believe.
Because he also has a guy that walks around with a briefcase of his supplements all the time, like the Bill Romanowski kind of
nuclear launch guy. Right.
Campbell also said Brady sometimes ate bananas, but mostly stayed away from fruit as well. There's also no coffee, caffeine, or dairy in his diet at all. Some aspects of the couple's diet sound good, however.
That's what makes him great. You could give that same diet to Mike Glennon. He's still a big bag of sucks.
It's different. It's about keeping himself young. It's not about, you know, reading the defense.
It's just food.
He says, Campbell said, for snacks, he would make vegetable sushi rolls, fruit rolls, or raw chocolate chip cookies. He said the couple's diet was also very seasonal, meaning in the winter.
Raw chocolate chip cookies, like a sleeve of Pillsbury cookie dough?
Yeah, I guess, right?
Right? Like eating that with a spoon? That's living.
I never have done that. I've never done the cookie dough thing.
Do it.
Nah. Uh-huh. I don't eat raw cookie dough.
Yeah, you do.
I'm good.
Yeah, no. Meaning just get one of the Pillsbury
I'm
things.
I'm good. I don't
snip
need
it
to
open
eat
and squeeze it into your
I've
mouth.
I already got an issue as it is. Meaning in the winter, he would make more dishes with red meats and root vegetables, while summer meals were lighter and more salad based. Campbell also said that when the two travel out of town, he contacts hotel workers to give the quote lowdown on what to make for them. Still, this is intense preparation from a star who is defining how to extend a career. If Brady is unable to play into his 40s, he can still rest assured he had the perseverance to stick to such a strict diet in hopes of maintaining his body.
Nah. No way.
You don't believe it?
Nope.
Why?
Because there's no way.
What do you... You don't think he's disciplined enough?
It's marketing.
They're
trying to sell a diet. He's got a stake in this thing.
But he won't eat it.
They're saying you can eat like Tom Brady and pay all this money. Come on, that's like the stars that do the thing. Like, oh, this is what cleared up all my acne. This whatever it is, the pro whatever.
You found out it's because you stopped doing cocaine. You stopped doing meth and you lived a little bit better life.
Your teeth got better when you stopped doing meth.
The Mountain Dew mouth went away. Here's another one. Here's another one. All right. Whole grains, brown rice, quinoa, millet, and beans. Those are the only things he eats. Millet!
Quinoa, millet, and beans.
Brothers, say hello to quinoa, millet, and beans. The other 20% is lean meats, grass-fed.
Your legal representation.
I am Brett. Why is Alan Keyes coming out right now?
I don't know, but he's the spokesman for quinoa, millet, and beans.
The other 20% is lean meats, grass-fed, organic steak, duck every now and then, and chicken. As for fish, I mostly cook wild salmon. No white sugar, no white flour, no MSG. He'll use raw olive oil, but never cook with the olive oil. I only cook with coconut oil.
Ugh.
Fats like canola oil turn into trans fats. I use Himalayan pink salt as the sodium. I never use iodized salt.
He is laughing so hard.
I believe it.
Just say all this with a straight face.
Are you kidding?
I only use Himalayan pink salt.
First of all, he's
What did you say he used? I don't know. Himalayan pink salt.
You don't believe this. You don't believe that this man trying to hold on to the rest of his career, ton of money that he still has on the line.
It comes down. You hear that refrigerator door open at night.
It's a whole pizza.
And
says
somewhere in the back is a tombstone supreme.
Now, box of zebra cakes.
Yeah. Come on.
He's got Harold's on speed dial. I think there's something to it. These athletes are crazy, man. They're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what some of these dudes are willing to do to change their body?
I remember when the Bears cracked down on nutrition in Platteville, and all of a sudden there was some money to change hands that allowed a certain chicken franchise to stay open at odd hours.
That's dealing stuff like illegal, and getting into dorms. But that's different. That's you being... That's like the forbidden fruit situation where it's like you can't do it. If this is a strict diet that someone and your wife has you on because she has to be on it as well. By the way, is Gisele Bündchen still modeling? Like is she like the face of any clothing line or anything like that, or is she just rich because she's just?
I think Gisele stopped the runway thing, didn't she?
Yeah, like I don't know.
But I think she's still.
Like, why does she still have to do it? Right. Or is Tom one of those guys
if I look this good,
you better look that good too, right?
There was a story at Halloween. They didn't let their kids eat their Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Like they let them have one piece and took it all away.
No, they took it all away and they took it upstairs and they ass white parents.
Burnsy's like a Tom Brady truther. Yep. He's a diet truther over
anybody
here.
Didn't actually win all the Super Bowls.
Right. I can speak from experience. Anybody that takes limits in any way, puts any kind of governor on their kids' Halloween candy is eating it. And if you're not, you're doing it wrong. That's it.
So you don't believe the diet?
Nope.
No fungus, by the way.
Among us.
He says, yeah, you don't want to eat fungus on your bathtub or locker room floor between your toes, but presumably Campbell is talking about mushrooms here and not the kind that you get high on. Mushrooms can have copper, phosphorus, vitamin B2 and B5 and various antioxidants. Again, where's the scientific evidence against mushrooms? So,
you know. Have a little huitlacoche or corn smut. Ooh. One of my favorites.
I'm going to put that into my search filter when I get home.
Huitlacoche?
Give me a little corn smut.
If you can get that. If you can...
I'll be in the bathroom for 20 minutes, Mom.
if you can find that at your Mariano's, then you got something. Dude, Huitlacoche is the stuff.
I had to buy lime zest last night.
Why don't you just buy a lime?
Can I finish the story, jerk? So I walk up to the dude and I go, do you guys sell lime zest? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, well, thank you for the help. And then I had to like rack my brain if we had like a peeler at home, because I don't know if
Anthony Peeler.
He's taking care of my kid and hiding my wife's wedding ring.
Right.
No, dude, I had to sit there and think, do I have a peeler at home? You know, should I buy limes? But yeah, the recipe called for lime zest.
It's not a peeler. What you want is a rasp. You want a plane grater, a handheld zester, which can also work as a cheese grater.
Yeah. So
microplane.
All right. Well, I don't know if
you
I
should
have one.
You should have one.
Why?
Because they're really versatile and.
How often do you use yours?
All the time.
In a week, how many times would you say you use it? Three times.
If we're doing the Blue Aprons, there's a lot of zest.
Shout out to the
Connect. A lot of zesting in the Blue Apron. They use a lot of lime zest, a lot of orange zest. It's zestfully clean. Zestfully clean. But Ironhead, what's with this thingy? They killed him.
They did.
Yep. Zest. Careful.
Watch. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, be very careful with that.
I'll circulate it amongst the community.
But it works. It's perfect for zesting and for grating Parmesan and Romano cheese.
Really?
Ship, 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 ship right over your bowl. Yeah.
See, I don't do a lot of that.
But you will if you had a microplane.
So if I buy this, I'll do it more.
Yep, and it washes in 2 seconds or it's microwave safe.
All right. Can I just borrow yours?
Well, we're using it. I mean.
All right.
And my daughter likes to use a lot of lemon zest in a lot of things.
All right. Well, I mean, apparently I'm never going to get to the recipe anyway. And this jerk brought the actual bowl in here today. I'm like, ah, there it is.
Your guy's out today. It's Tony and Madsen on the score. What's up, Tony?
Tony!
Hey, what's up? First of all, I got a couple things to say. The game we always played when we were kids were, I don't know, you folded up that little piece of paper in a triangle and you played the football game?
Yeah. The tabletop football.
Yeah, like paper football, yeah.
Yeah.
The three pennies too, where you had to hit it between the pennies.
Oh, I loved that game. I haven't thought about that in forever. Yeah, you have three pennies in a triangle,
right? Mm-hmm.
And you kick off or you serve by pushing the back penny, and then you sort of weave your way down by having whatever is the furthest, the closest penny to you. You have to push between the other two pennies.
I love that you know it, Dan.
Yeah, we used to play in grade school in the library on the long rectangular Formica tables.
Right.
I hadn't thought of that for years.
There you go. So
I want to play now.
So now we got Jacob's Ladder and the penny game.
Yeah, but the one's bad and one's good.
What you got, Tony?
Okay. Well, now I got two things to say. Because first, I wanted to talk about the dieting aspect, and I do believe in Tom Brady, and especially if I had that kind of money and I had those kind of personal chefs.
I agree, Tony. I'm not as...
I had those kind of personal chefs. We're having escargot for every meal.
But you wouldn't stay in shape with that.
I don't care.
Like, that's the thing. He's doing all
and
the
I would.
Sacrifices that...
I would. Like, French paradox.
Kobe Bryant has, had a crazy regimen that would drive everybody, not only in his household, but in the franchise crazy. Because he would like knock food out of guys' hands, and like if you wanna stay like I am, you gotta sacrifice
all right,
something.
Let's let Tony get to his stuff here.
Okay, Dan, can I say one other thing?
Yes.
Okay. First, I've called the score a million times. I'm gonna throw your producer under the bus right now. He comes back on when I'm in hold, and he says, "Hey, when you get on, make sure you tell Dan something about moving forward."
Moving forward.
Thank you, Tony. Oh,
they're trolling me now.
Thank you, Tony. We appreciate the
call.
And
Tony will never be on these airwaves again. Tony can kiss my white ass.
There it is.
Wow.
Stop snitching, Tony. I'm sure you heard that before. Jerk. All right, it's the Burns team.
Hey, when we come back, I've got an article here for the New York Post that says, it says, scientists say Tom Brady's diet is total BS.
Dude, why do you want to do that?
Because I believe that not only is the diet BS, I don't believe he's sticking to it either.
All right, fine.
That's that. So this is what scientists, the finest scientists in the land.
Burns, he's just taking down legends. The legend killer, yep. Dan Burns.
You have the score.
Mully.
And Hanley here.
So you say you're a Chicago sports fan.
Well, we're your guys in the morning, live at 5.
The biggest stories from your favorite teams.
Cubs, Sox, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, we've got it all.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
An official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles. Built Ford Tough. Tom Brady's back on the grind, getting his side hustle on as a part-time salesman / entrepreneur. Now you have TB12 slinging a meal kit subscription service. The goat wants you to, quote, eat like a goat. Except in this case, you really would eat like a goat. A billy goat. Because Tommy and his partners, Purple Carrot, are going 100% plant-based and gluten-free for their new line of TB12 boxed meals. Normally, I would take a run at this guy for something like this, but not anymore. Look at him. He's 39 and looks and plays like he's 29. And if that guy's going to box up his secret sauce and slap a price tag on it, then that line starts behind me. My only question left is, who do I make the check out to, and how much are those fancy pajamas? I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
By AbbVie.
Hi there, it's Matt Abatacola.
Hello.
And Dan Bernstein.
Hi, Dan, how are you?
I'm fine.
You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, it's all good.
What are you doing? You too busy trying to get out of a bet?
Nope.
You know that the folks over at Mattress Firm, Dan, they have lots of sales?
Yeah, they do, I know.
This is an opportunity so big that even they're impressed?
Yeah, we talked to them and they said, hey, we are impressed. So that means others should be impressed as well because it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses from the best name brands.
Now, they have to clear out tens of thousands.
I said that.
Tens of thousands. You
yes.
didn't say tens of thousands, did you?
Yes, I did. No, I said savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands.
Really?
Yes.
In this commercial just now?
Yes.
For Mattress Firm?
Yes.
The once-in-a-lifetime opportunity?
Correct.
Where they have savings up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models. You said that.
I did, and they all simply must go to make room for the next generation of sleep products. And this opportunity will only last as long as the mattresses are in stock. And once they're gone, they're gone.
So don't miss this opportunity to sleep and save like never before while supplies last. Only at Mattress Firm. Plus, Dan, you can sleep interest-free until 2022.
That's a long time.
That's 5 years, right?
Yep.
That's 5 years away. So 5 years, no interest financing.
Wow. Especially at this time right now. This once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. All the best brands. All the best prices at Mattress Firm, America's number one choice for sleep.
So here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find the location nearest you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you. See, what they'll do, Dan, is they'll walk each individual through their own little process. And it's very simple what they have set up. It's color-coded. They ask you questions. They make you lie down on some mattresses. And you're going to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's not something they're trying to sell or a mattress they want to push out the door. It's what you need to sleep happy every night. So it's the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity from Mattress Firm. Get in there and take advantage of this great sale with huge savings, up to $2,000 off floor models and up to 70% off some models. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday. Matt is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You come in here, you see Tom Brady. He's 39 years old. He's got this TB12 center here in Foxborough. I was going by there today to figure out what he's done. He has really worked hard on his lower body. His legs are in tremendous shape. He has that fast twitch motion back there. He watches every crumb that he puts in his body, every fluid that he drinks. And
I watch everything too. I just
eat it.
Just eat it. I'm watching it. I know what it is. Sometimes, not got, all the time.
We got himself another weapon.
Well, note here too. The news is that the Colts are trading tight end Dwayne Allen to the Patriots. So they're adding another tight end.
Yeah, they're probably going to lose Martellus Bennett to free agency. Martellus about to get paid. You know,
for him.
The Patriots don't pay people like that. So. You move on now. Dwayne Allen can be the second tight end. Hopefully he doesn't murder anybody or use any PCP while in the New England area.
That'd be nice. So the New York Post had this story from late in January. It said with Brady talking about his longevity and his eccentric eating habits. In late 2014, he explained his diet to SI as 80% alkaline and 20% acidic, which he says maintains balance and harmony through his metabolic system. You want to break into Age of Aquarius again?
No, I'm letting it ride.
Harmony and understanding. No. Brady's personal chef, Alan Campbell, broke it down to Boston.com. That the quarterback eats 80% vegetables and whole grains, 20% fish and lean meat, doesn't touch sugar, blah, 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 mm-hmm. Nightshade fruits, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, cooked foods. Mm-hmm. He went through all this stuff.
Yeah.
And his supermodel wife follows the same diet. Everything it touches the table must be organic. He said that this is what he has to do.
Yeah, when you got that kind of money, you could do that, though.
But is his alternative eating plan as healthy as he claims? The most
is it healthy or is he doing
the most baffling? I think I'm calling BS on both.
Okay. Right.
The most baffling tenet of Brady's regimen is his adherence to an alkaline diet based on science that New York-based registered dietitian Lauren Harris Pincus calls sketchy. Followers believe that consuming so-called acidic foods will cause the blood to become acidic and promote disease growth. Brady's not the first celebrity to preach the diet, but experts say the eating plan lacks legitimacy. One of the diet's loudest proponents, Robert O. Young, was convicted of 2 counts of practicing medicine without a license in California and faces up to 3 years and 8 months in prison. He's due to be sentenced in May.
It's an issue.
While Young has never worked with Brady, he praised the quarterback for following an alkaline diet in a 2016 blog post. Still, Brady's no stranger to questionable quote-unquote experts. His lifestyle guru and business partner Alex Guerrero was sued by the Federal Trade Commission for suggesting that a supplement he sold could cure cancer and other terminal diseases.
And that guy's had the cure for cancer under his wraps the entire time.
And Guerrero was chastised for claiming to be a doctor. He has a master's degree from a since-shuttered school of Eastern medicine. And experts say the alkaline diet doesn't work. That eating foods with a high or low pH won't change the pH of your blood. because, as Harris Pincus explains, the bottom line is our bodies have a very narrow window for pH or we would die.
Yeah, and you'll always be a player hater.
Plus, once everything hits your stomach, it's all acid. Like a Dr. John Fox over here.
It's all a problem.
It's all acid in your stomach.
Still a believer.
There's more. We'll get to it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland Thursday night at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We start in the NBA. The Bulls are on the road in Orlando. Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo are game time decisions. Jimmy Butler missed a shoot around this morning with an illness, but the team is hopeful he can still play. Game tips at 6. Elsewhere in the NBA tonight, Detroit plays at Indiana. Important game, Bulls fans there, as the Bulls currently tied with the Pistons, and they trail the Pacers by one game. And then late tonight, Boston travels to Golden State. NFL free agency officially begins tomorrow at 3 p.m., but things happening today. Brian Hoyer will go to San Francisco on a 2-year deal. Brandon Marshall signs a 2-year deal with the Giants. Arizona and linebacker Chandler Jones have agreed to a 5-year extension. Ravens offensive tackle Rick Wagner will sign with Detroit. And Tyrod Taylor is staying in Buffalo on a restructured deal. The Colts are sending tight end Dwayne Allen to the Patriots. Spring training, Cubs are off today. They play Seattle tomorrow. Mike Montgomery starts that one. The White Sox and the Brewers right now are tied 1-1 in the 6th. Carson Fulmer, he went 3, gave up 2 hits and struck out 1, allowed a solo home run. Avi Garcia with a solo home run in the 2nd. Todd Frazier was back in the lineup today for the first time actually this spring after dealing with an oblique injury. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Anaheim tomorrow night. Johnny Oduya and Nicholas Jarmelson will play tomorrow. Corey Crawford starts in net. College hoops, DePaul plays Xavier in the Big East tournament. Coverage on The Score tonight starts at 8:15. And former Huskies QB Jordan Lynch has been hired as the running backs coach at NIU.
The Bears should sign him instead of Mike Glennon.
Glennon.
Yeah, either way, they messed up when they let Jordan Lynch go.
I think Mike Glennon's going to be a very fine quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
I hope you're right, but I don't think you're right.
Okay. You want to bet on that, too, and then you can get out of it later on when you lose?
Nope.
Okay. Probably smart. If you're not going to pay up your bets, you probably shouldn't bet. Yep. A little bit of advice for you, Dan.
Yep. You and Antoine Walker.
Apparently, since you're struggling for some money, here, listen to this. This week at Target, Chobani yogurt is $10. It's 10 for $9, which is a great deal.
Nice.
Mm. Plus, Dial hand soap, Jay, is just $5.89 for the refill size. That's the big one.
I need as much as I can get. I bought a squatty potty. Things are just falling out of me.
A squatty potty?
Mm-hmm.
For you?
Yeah. You never heard of it?
No, what's a squatty potty?
A squatty potty is the, it's pretty much raising the level, the angle of your feet. So while you're sitting on the toilet, because there's a muscle that goes around your colon.
Okay.
That while you're sitting normally on the toilet, that squeezes your colon. And while the squatty potty, what the squatty potty does is it raises the level of your feet.
Okay.
So the angle is different and the muscle is relaxed.
Oh.
And everything drops out of you.
So you go better or like everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know Dan's now going to look online to dispute that and find that he's wrong.
Okay, find cool. Some doctor that, yeah, says that that's really, it's actually hurting you.
You're going to be sentenced in May.
Changed my life, man.
Really?
Oh, dude, I'm not even joking about
this.
Did
you have issues going before?
No, I didn't, okay. But you realize how much better it is when you got the squatty potty.
Can I elevate my feet on my own, or do I have to have
a... Yeah, you can get like
honey,
a
what
trash
are you doing?
I'm levitating while pooping. Yeah.
No, Jay said it would make me poop better.
Yeah, you can get like a trash bin or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm dead ass serious right now.
I know you are.
Seriously, none of you guys have heard about it?
No, I've heard of it, but when you said you can get a trash bin, Dan and I looked at each other like you're pooping in the trash bin.
I'm teaching Jace early. This is what you do.
Although, I thought it was a squatty potty. I thought it was like a little kid's potty.
No,
that's what I thought. I pictured like a Dora the Explorer thing.
Me and Diego are passing lumps.
No, dude.
No, squatty potty. Seriously, though, look, everybody's texting right now. It changed their lives. I'm telling you now.
Really?
I know you don't believe in anything. Dan, unless your email
true.
Buddies tell you about it.
Incredibly open-minded.
No,
to
you're
such
not things. Incredibly you're open-minded. You're a damn liar.
Right.
So stop it. It's okay.
Whatever floats your boat, man. Whatever floats your boat.
So if I introduced the squatty potty to the Bernstein family and everybody was taking better dumps than you, you wouldn't try it?
I
try it.
So if you are, but if you already take really, you already go really well, with, I mean,
but how do you know that you can't go better?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Isn't there an issue with it though? Like, don't you have to go pants around the ankles in order for it to properly work?
This is the issue that I've encountered of late, where I'm sitting. Well, yeah, you gotta go pants around the ankles anyway, because unless you got some special hatch in your Dockers.
How do you poop if you don't have your pants around your ankles? Begin
like
with?
All the. Like,
I thought you had pants on the toilet,
Chef. That's why you've been going through all those pants.
This is an issue.
Well, no wonder these jeans are a little rank.
Right, you've been on these pants.
You've been crapping yourself for the last 31 years.
No, but like
I found myself having to take off everything because of the squatty potty.
Right, like you can go so mid calf or whatever regularly.
Yeah, the very back of your ankles. Well, when I use the bathroom, I'm not wearing pants anyway. Like I use
what
the
about
bathroom.
Here?
What the hell's going on out here?
I usually use the bathroom in the morning when I'm in my basketball shorts and my drawers anyway. So it's not like I got to take pants off. You know,
you don't ever poop with pants on.
Rarely.
Really?
Because I go in the morning and
there
I
you go.
Go.
You're on a good schedule, Jason.
it's real. My body knows, all right, you're not wearing pants. It must be time to poop. So I usually do it with...
body knows you're not wearing pants.
It's time to poop.
It's time to poop.
There is something to be said for
all right, Dan.
For like paired stimuli. For some people, it's the morning smoke. For some, it's the first sip of coffee.
I'm smoking a pancake.
For some, it's looking at the Tribune Sports section.
Right. Or looking at Tellin's face.
God, my pops on Sunday mornings, and as a kid, Jay, he would bring in the whole Sunday paper, a pot of coffee, and like a carton of smokes.
That's like a pot of coffee. That's a
true American
dude. Would walk
hero.
Out like an hour and a half later, and his like smoke would pour out of the bathroom. It smelled like coffee.
Thing
that
is man, crap. Philly is the dude.
That
though.
Is an American like, on, hero,
there's
right
newspaper
there.
Newspaper everywhere.
But that, inside that should, he should get like the Distinguished Service the Cross. Right there,
yeah, exactly. No, so but. See, the thing is, if I stay too long, my legs fall asleep and they don't wake back up for another 20 minutes or so. So I'm just dragging myself across the floor.
We're going to go like, on three? Or so like one, two, three, jump.
Exactly.
One, two, three, jump.
You need help from the lady. Like, hey, honey, I fell asleep again. But seriously, though, get that squatty potty in your life, man.
Well, then your legs don't go numb, though, with the squatty potty.
No, because it drops out of you so quickly.
Different parts end up going numb. I guarantee
that. And dumb.
There's always an unforeseen consequence. Right.
You know what I'm going to do, Maddie?
I'm going to look into the squatty
potty. I am going to buy you one on Amazon right now.
All
right. I got one button click buying, so I'm good right here. I'm going to buy you one right now, and we're going to test your ducks.
All
right,
and I can't wait to try it out and see how it works. Because I know I poop really well right
I
now.
I know you. Well, right. Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm a good.
You got the digestive system of a pigeon.
Right. I eat.
The 847 said squatty potty was on Shark Tank and got a deal.
There it is. It's a terrific product.
If it helps Barbara Corcoran, then it's going to help all of us. We know the issues she's had.
See how that works, Jay? Once Dan finds something that he can bring confirmation to it,
yeah, exactly.
Then it's a good thing.
Yeah, of course.
Shark Tank.
Our words are, you know, the guys that he's known for a very long time.
Doesn't matter.
We're nothing.
Nope.
We're nothing.
Doesn't matter.
It's all good.
All right. Target. So there's lots of other great deals
to stock
up and save at Target. Yep. Prices may vary. Some restrictions may apply. They may not let Dan shop there. I don't know why that says that. That's weird. Did you do something at Target?
Gotta get my Spindrift. I'm in there once a week to stock up on my Spindrift.
Oh, Dan, this is for you. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank. They do more for your money. The Dow is down 69 to 20,855. NASDAQ up 4 to 5837. S&P down 5 to 23.62.
That's
terrible. Terrible.
Outrageous.
Terrible.
Bad. And or sick.
I'm Matt Abatacola. This is The Score. We've been here 25 years. We also have the Cubs games. We're the number one sports station in town. 670 The Score and online at 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Cabela's. Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days is now here. Family events, amazing deals, your one stop before the water. Get 30% off all in-stock Cabela's rods, reels, and fishing line. Stop in and save this week at Cabela's in Hammond and Hoffman Estates.
Sometimes even getting a clean dump...
was challenging.
I knew that was coming. And I wanted to finish this up, the criticism of this ridiculous Tom Brady diet that he doesn't even stick to. It says Brady's avoidance of nightshade vegetables is misguided. He avoids them out of the fear that they can produce inflammation, which can cause joint and muscle pain and down the line diseases such as cancer. The problem is that science doesn't exactly back up his concerns. There hasn't been any real research that shows nightshades cause inflammation. Even the Arthritis Foundation states that it's a myth that nightshades are inflammatory. Plus, several items on his no-go list are incredibly healthy. Tomatoes, for example, high in lycopene, which prevents prostate cancer. Leading men away from eating tomatoes does them a disservice, the nutritionist says. And some studies show a link between tomatoes and a reduced prostate cancer risk. Also, the problem is dismissal of major food groups, such as fruit and dairy. The sports nutritionist says the villainization of food groups is something we need to take off the table. Said, and for a man who skips fruit, Brady has no problem promoting Unreal Candy, a Boston brand that hawks additive-free, GMO-free takes on traditional sweets. And other elements of his diet are based on half-truths, such as his belief that heating extra virgin olive oil can produce toxins.
Listen, I'm not a big fan of the guy as it is, but I'm not going to question the fact that he... See, you're questioning if it works.
I'm questioning both whether or not it's real and whether or not he's doing it, and I call BS on both.
I don't know. We've been around crazy, motivated OCD athletes before. This guy's the greatest quarterback of all time. You think he's not going to extra lengths, understanding what his physical limitations are? This man's going to play till he's 40, 41 years old. Play okay. NFL football.
That's not because coconut oil.
No, I'm just saying. I'm talking about how maniacal he probably is to keep certain things the way they are. We talk about guys falling off the cliff really, really fast in terms of NFL players. I mean, look at Peyton Manning. I know he had neck surgeries, but that had nothing to do with his pop gun arm getting even worse. It just happens. So,
That was at pizza.
You think Papa John's pizza did it to him? Yeah. Made his face that way. Just saying.
Yeah, it's never quite sure what.
Maybe it's the other things with Peyton Manning, where it's like, my arm's always tired because I've always.
312-644-6767. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll talk some Cubs with Robert Flores of MLB Network on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When they have too much wine. So he buys it, and then he sells it to you by just putting his name and a number on the bottle. So you're drinking outstanding high-end wine at a fraction of the price. And right now you get a great deal on your first order of three or more bottles. You get free shipping. And you get a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. But make sure when you go to chwine.com that you enter the code DAN at checkout. And one of the Meritages, so the wine blends, Bordeaux-style blends, just sold out. But thankfully, there is another one that's outstanding. And I love some of these blended wines because they're great values. And this is a Bordeaux style you don't usually see, which is Petit Verdot-based instead of Cabernet Sauvignon-based. It's basically the same grapes that you find in some of these Bordeaux, but it's almost half Petit Verdot and then a quarter Cabernet Franc, 19% Merlot, 9% Cab, and then about 2% Malbec just thrown in there into this unbelievably dark, dense, opaque blend. So it's almost black in the glass with a rim of just ruby red. And you get this long sort of dark finish on the end. The tannins are almost chewy and spread out. And this wine changes as it opens up and oxygenates, and it certainly will change with aging. And it comes from a program where it's $75 a bottle out of Walla Walla. But right now, the lot 536, this is described as a tooth-stainingly gorgeous Bordeaux blend, is $16 a bottle. Make this part of your order, the lot 536. Go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine. Grab some of this while they still have it, because once these wines go, they're gone. The lot 536 is the Walla Walla Valley Meritage. chwine.com. You shop, you enter Dan at checkout, and then you are going to get free shipping and the free sommelier corkscrew. It's a great wine. It's a great deal. Don't miss it. chwine.com and enter Dan.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans...
Let's do this.
...never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Robert Flores from MLB Network. Looking forward to that. He was in Cubs camp yesterday. We'll talk to him about what's going on with the Cubs pitching staff and Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward's first hit was a bomb.
Yeah.
So... got that behind him at least. So we'll chop it up with Robert Flores in about 10 minutes or so right here on The Score.
Callers 6, 7, and 8 to The Score's contest line, 312-591-6700, win each a VIP 4-pack of tickets to the taping of the Sports and Racing Roundup presented by Tito's Handmade Vodka on Friday, March 10th. Come catch the show, watch live racing, get some great score in Tito's giveaways, plus the best tips on the upcoming races brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Tony in Sauganash is on The Score. Hello, Tony.
Oh, first of all, Squatty Potty, that's a life changer, man. The volume is comical sometimes. I potty trained my little guy last year, so I use his little stand that he uses to get up onto the toilet. But anyway, the question I had was, if Cutler does not pass a physical, can any weirdness happen where if they sign Mike Glennon, they have to keep Cutler on the payroll as well?
No, I think that would just change the terms of the departure. Yeah. It would just
roster
mean that,
bonuses.
Yeah,
and
they'd
stuff
have
like
to.
That,
they'd
right?
have to
workout bonuses.
Pay him something. I think that's just a math changer. You can't force a team to keep somebody on the roster in that way.
Okay, I see. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tony.
I've always wondered what happens to these guys who get hurt, and not just in training camp, but can't ever play again. Like, we always hear, you know, a check gets cut.
Well, if you get paid till you're 67 in here, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Because you see these guys who get an injury and like, wait a minute, I never saw him play football, or I didn't even see him practice, and he no longer is playing football. So you get a check cut, and you keep him moving, huh? I don't know about the Cutler thing, though, because anywhere he goes now, he's going to have to battle. And I don't know. We've never seen Jay Cutler in the I have to fight for my job
mode. Are you
mode.
Sure that's the case, though? I wouldn't be so quick to say that, because
where's he going
to
go? Where's he going to land where you can roll him out as your starter in any NFL city? This man has been killed for the last 5 years,
yeah,
nationally.
He's still better than some of what's out. When Mike Glennon is in the position he's in.
But Mike Glennon is leaving because Jameis Winston has that job. Right?
Don't you think Jay Cutler's better than Mike Glennon?
This is the thing. Mike Glennon is coming to the city that turned on Jay Cutler. Okay? So where do you go now? Buffalo's got their guy. Houston and Denver are trying to, you know, get Tony Romo's services. Minnesota, you know, Minnesota saw enough of Jay Cutler that you can't roll him out as your starter. You don't know when Teddy Bridgewater's going to play. Show me the team that you can tell them that is, because the rest of these teams are contenders.
With the Jets?
Oh, no.
Can you imagine that? I mean,
you drafted a lot of bad.
Exactly. But they're bad. You know they're bad.
Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg and
Geno
Smith getting punched in the face.
So Stonecutter says it's so Bears. You have a guy in the locker room in Brian Hoyer who's bad, but your head coach likes him. He's relatively inexpensive. You have another quarterback, Matt Barkley, exceptionally bad, but who your head coach also likes is dirt cheap. You have a third quarterback in Jay Cutler, reasonably average. Is a contract befitting a reasonably average quarterback? And you want none of these. You have the third overall pick of the draft, and while you probably shouldn't spend it on a quarterback, doing so at least exhibits some type of vision. Rolling the dice on Watson or Kaiser is a bad idea, but it's at least a defensible position. You don't want this either. Instead, you want new bad. You're so desperate for new bad, you're willing to spend more on your new bad than you would on your old bad, and you're willing to outbid for new bad when no one else is bidding. This is destined to fail. It's worse than signing Cordell Stewart when you had Chris Chandler and then drafted Rex Grossman after telling Cordell Stewart that you weren't going to draft someone, except in that case, Cordell Stewart and Chris Chandler were actually decent at one point. I would say that I'm certain Glennon will be terrible, except that's not nearly Bears enough. I'm more certain he'll be outstanding for 5 games and then suffer a career-ending injury. Always a shining beacon of light when it comes to the Bears. He is Stonecutter.
Yeah.
Baseball talk with Robert Flores next on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
Maybe the Bears have looked at this draft class and they've said, look, there's no one here that we really, really like. So we're going to go with Glennon. I just think that it's a dangerous move. It's the type of move that gets people fired.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. CBS Friday, Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver, I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But